February 4, 2023, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pedro Show. Happy February 4, people. We start off the show off with John Coltrane, along with three other tenor players, Hank Mobley, Zoot Sims, and Al Kahn. How Deep Is the Ocean? And then brand new from the Go Team, Baby. And I got Mr. Go Team. Thank you, good software engineers from Estonia with the Skype invention, because all the way from Brighton, England, Ian Parton. Left board yet again, Brother Ian.
Number four, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now tell me about this new record. It's actually two part of some kind of sequence.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, officially it's Get Up Sequences Part 2. It's a bit tenuous, the whole Part 1, Part 2 thing. But, yeah, what was I going for? I mean, I guess I was imagining it to be like a sort of patchwork quilt of international voices, you know. Some kind of trippy Technicolor patchwork quilt of you know, just because, you know, I'm never a fan of albums that are just the same drum sound, the same voices, the same guitars, the same studio for the whole record. You know, I like to keep people on the toes and chopping it around, a bit like channel hopping or flipping the dial on a radio or something.
Yeah, but ain't been that the MO of the Go Team all along, was to sound international and a big squish up of different trips?
I think so, yeah. I think it's just gone further on this, you know.
Yeah, of course. Because you don't like reruns.
No, I mean, we've featured, you know, there's African voices, there's Japanese, Indian, Detroit, you know, Texas. So it's places we haven't been to before, I guess, you know. But I like...
Even
I like
the singing? Or in the musical stuff?
It's the singers, really. Yeah, so it's international voices.
Okay,
really.
Yeah, because I do hear a tiny thread. I wouldn't say it's some fucking lame attempt at branding, but I hear a thread of... Go Team is still pretty consistent in the music thing. It's got some danceable grooves, and
I think so. I think each record, if anything, is funkier, you know.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's groovier, and for me, grooviness is life. You know, it's the good stuff about life, and you know, I think we've kind of got better as just being groovy. You know, in that James Jameson tradition.
Well, the rhythm section is different now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I did the drumming on this album, believe
Whoa,
it or not.
I didn't know that, because you usually take turns with your people.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were
No, I know the first album was you on everything, so...
Yeah. I'm kind of average at a lot of things, but yeah, so I did the drums, but I'm kind of a lot more aware of what makes something funky and stuff these days, you know. And it's...
Did you play live in the studio with a bass player, or did the drums go first, or did the bass go first?
It's always layers with the Go Team. We never really get together in the same room. It's a painstaking process, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this, but we keep on trying. Good segue. A Sugui.
Yeah. shoulders of dead.
Mama. Mama,
Mutti.
Should I chuck a music start off? Go team, brand new. We keep on trying. It's
hard
because they got to layer it up, but they keep doing it till they get it done. Deer Hoof, after that, they got a brand new record. And I think they sang all in Japanese on this record. My Lovely Cat's a tune. Moto Manette from Baltimore, after that, with Can Halen. Get it? It's like pun rock, right? You take the K out.
Yeah.
Get the K. And then, Puppet Midnight, this from England, just bass guy. I think he's from the mid part.
Okay.
On the Shoulders of Dead Smaller People. That's a song title. And then Noisuka from over here in SoCal with Mama. And finally, the Go Team, Dive Bomb. But this is the P-Dub mix. I played by Dive Bomb when you came out with the single.
It's all the same mix, yeah.
Oh, it is? Well, yeah. I thought these were little notes from the mastering, because you gave me song titles that were like, had all these numbers in them and shit. It looked like mastering information.
Yeah, straight from the mastering place, that's right,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so people, you got to rerun, but that was a bunch of fucking shows ago, so to refresh your memory. So, is the pad you now you recorded in Brighton, right?
Yes.
But different. That industrial, that place that's also a practice pad.
Brighton Electric. No, yes. We didn't do it there. I mean, I've got a room in my back garden where I did lots of it, and we went.
Oh, your pad.
Okay. Yeah. I keep getting RC WhatsApp messages from my next door neighbor telling me to turn the bass down and stuff. I do different things in different places. I mean, but the voices were kind of recorded all around the world, some of them, you know. The Star Feminine Band, who were this group from Benin in Africa.
Yeah.
That's an interesting story because, you know, I'd heard about this fella in Benin who'd noticed that there were no girls learning instruments in Benin. You know, it was kind of unheard of, basically. So he started this after-school club for girls to learn instruments. He put a shout-out on the local radio saying, meet me at the town hall if you want to join this after-school club. And he turned up and there were like 20 girls there. And he said, right, you're on bass, you're on drums, you're on guitar. And he made them sign like a little contract saying, I will practice, I will do my homework and stuff. And he drilled them and turned them into a band, and they became the Star Feminine Band, this all-girl band in Benin. And I heard them and I thought, buddy, yeah, they sound perfect for the Go Team. You know, they just... there's some things which just sound kind of Go Team-y and I can't quite explain it, but it just sort of felt right. So I sent them a message on Instagram, and they said, all right, we'll chat on Zoom tomorrow at 6. And so I turned on my computer the next night, and they were all there, all eight of these girls in their little village in Benin in Africa. And they sang me a song over Zoom, like serenaded me for like 5 minutes. It was pretty amazing. And then they asked me to sing to them, and I was like, no way.
Did you use your voice on this record?
Because
I think you did on the last one a little bit. You told
buried. Yeah, I'm normally just to add a little bit of sort of multi-tracky sort of vibe. But yeah, I'd never sort of carry a song though. Yeah.
Right. Harmonica maybe, but not with the talk box.
Yeah. I'm kind of all over it, but I'm invisible at the same time. You know. I never really get into videos, and I kind of, on stage, I'm one of seven, you know.
Or if you're in the video, you're wearing some fucking helmet or something.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm kind of everywhere,
but I'm nowhere at the same time.
There's two cats from France that do that. They wear the helmets.
Oh, the
Daft Punk. Daft Punk, yeah. That's it. Hey, and we're at the end of the first hour, February 4th, 2023 edition of Wap Beatles. Special guest, Ian Parton. Hold tight for hour two. February 4, 2023. It's the second hour of the Walk for Pedro show.
To all the girls in the world who never got to see how out of place and like a fake you really, really feel. See, I used to be just like you, but I didn't realize. But now I've opened my eyes.
think about what you think of me, and with welled up tender little sighs tucked inside your secret room in my mind. Cooing caused by these sacred sounds, small deposits for some other time, scenes of crying, cock-eyed cots and candy eyes. And all those giggles, they sound so sweet, they've come to save a wretch like me. Oh, you supple little bundle of meat, they say that you look just like me. And bless your little heart, I was so close to finding me gone. Bless your little heart, I will undo each one of these wrongs. Bless, oh bless, bless your little heart. I think about what I used to think, all the events that changed me and why. I need these crying, cock-eyed cots and candy eyes. The semi-talented derelict must forget himself for half the time, kicking and screaming, these inner demons, these demons are mine. They sound so sweet, they've come to save a wretch like me. Oh, you supple little bundle of meat, they say that you look just like me. Bless your little heart, I was so close to finding me gone. Bless your little heart, I will undo each one of my wrongs. Bless, oh bless, bless your little heart.
Thank you. Thank you.
start the second hour with Go Team, long title here, people. Kind of parenthetical, too. Getting to know all the ways we're wrong for each other.
That's an anti-American song, by the way, that one.
You know, yeah, but I got a feeling. Really? Because I got a feeling the title came first. There's no way you put a title like that after.
Well, no, I always fit the title to the melodies. I never come up with the titles. But it's about someone who's realized they're wrong for their country, as opposed to wrong for a person. Ah. So it's about someone who thinks this country isn't right for me, you know.
Yeah,
sort of,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of,
Or it could be like you're allergic to some kind of chow. A mighty op after that with Bless Your Little Heart. Go Team with Gemini. I think you just put that out as a single. Andy Livingston with Tenzoon 2. One last episode or somewhere in the not too distant past. Finally, Go Team with Going Nowhere. So getting to know, getting to go. So, yeah, you know, some people, they write songs, they record them, and they say, that's enough, what? I don't want to talk to them. That's why I fucking wrote and recorded the song in the first place. But you don't mind talking about yourself, do you?
It's a funny thing, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, it never quite does the job, does it, talking about music? Is it, you know, it's like somebody said, it's like dancing about architecture or something. You know, it's
supposedly that was Frank Zappa. I wonder if he said that. I thought it was Charlie Mingus. Well, it's also like going into a museum and, you know, the little thing that describes the piece you're looking at?
Yeah.
It being more than the piece.
I mean,
what I mean? Like a fucking paragraph and a half to describe something that you should maybe not have all them descriptions get in the way.
I mean, I guess music reaches parts of the brain that words can't, I suppose, and that's its job, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's like, it's not meant to be articulated, really, but, you know, you can...
For example, biggest band right now selling records is BTS out of Korea.
They did Korean block,
and they're singing Hangul. Yeah. I mean, what percent of the world even speaks Hangul, right? Very small, but there's still a lot of record. Music does work on lots of levels that ain't literal translation of language.
Yeah. I mean, melody, I'm a real melody whore. You know, I'm obsessed with it. And lyrics are amazing, but they're kind of an afterthought for me, really. You know, I'm obsessed with hooks. You know, I kind of think of myself being in, like, the hook business, if anything. And this is all I do is look for those little melodies that kind of just stick in your head. That's all I'm really... But it's got to be the right kind of melody as well. You know, it can't be too obvious, and it has to be weird enough, and it has to be groovy and experimental. So it's like I'm trying to satisfy, like, 10 things all at the same time, you know. I like keeping people on their toes and having lots of sections within a song. So, you know, any one song is generally like 7 ideas kind of sellotaped together that could be one day old or they could be 10 years old. You know, I've kind of hoarded them away all this time. And, you know, it's all process of elimination. You know, it's all trial and error, trying things next to each other and seeing if they work. And they kind of grow and grow and grow until... you kind of find you've got an album on your hands, you know.
So you don't have a lot of expectations. You want to see how organically the thing evolves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obsessed with the idea of the song as this perfect kind of piece of art, you know, this perfect thing. And it's kind of in the tradition of, like, the Brill Building or Phil Spector or something, you know, this... idea. It's quite a sort of romanticized kind of idea about what a song is, you know, as this perfect little 4-minute statement about something. So I'm kind of always striving for that, and it's a never-ending, lifelong mission, you know, that's never done. But I do think of it as kind of mining in a way. I think of it as I'm not a genius or anything. I use like 1% of everything I write. So I just turn up every day. I keep slogging away, and maybe like one good idea will come once a week or something like that, you know. So that's what I do. I'm just into it enough just to keep going, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Look away. Let's hear it. Pedro Show. That chunk of music started with Go Team doing Look Away, Look Away. Can't do it with Rover. They call him Rover in one episode. Was stretched across your face, you know. They use buttloads of weather balloons to do that shit. If Bawan after that with D3. Scrapers Papers with Valencia. You know, he's from Valencia. And Spain is Jose. He was a bass player for you for a little bit. Kind of mime mode. And then finally, Go Team with Sakatumi. I used to hear that when I was a boy. There was a show on the TV here when I first came to California from Virginia. It was called Laughing. And they would always be doing shit like Sakatumi.
Oh, that's right. It was Goldie Hawn, wasn't it?
All kinds. They'd have like little routines with the little hatches opening up and
Rowan Martin,
the host guys would like interact with. And Julie Carm was one, and I think she was from England. And then Goldie Hawn, Julie Carm, I can't remember, Joanne Worley. I can't remember their names right now. It was a long time ago. But Sakatumi was used a.
Yeah, it's quite a sort of 60s vibe, isn't it, Sakatumi?
Who to Sakatumi? It's your thing. Do what you got to do.
That's right. Yeah.
And then another one was like Boss. And there's some of these words that was from that era that kind of didn't age well. But in England, they still say Wicked a lot, and that was big in those days.
Oh, was that? I thought people only said Wicked in, like, Boston.
Well, that's a wicked pisser.
Right.
That's a real good party, right? A wicked pizza. And it's not just wicked, it's wicked. So you got a trippy accent. They don't say ours, you know. It's trippy. But no, it was big in six. You know, slang is trippy, how it comes and goes. And like somebody on the show a couple episodes was using this one simp. And a simp, he said it was some guy who's like lovesick and a with a woman, but in the, you know, like you watch old Three Stooges, it's an idiot, a simp. Well, maybe it's the same thing.
Simpleton.
Maybe that's what it's for. It's short for simpleton. Yeah, it's an abbreviation. So what about Look Away, Look Away? You were saying it has nothing to do with that song, Dixie.
It's, I mean, as I said, all I had was da, 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 and I just kept hearing the words, look away, look away. So I told, this is also another song with Star Feminine Band on, and it's the band from Benin.
Right.
And I said, you can write it in French, but all I ask is that you sing Look Away, Look Away in the chorus. And they totally didn't at all. I think they're singing Little Way, Little Way, or something like, which means about working. The song's about like working hard or something. So it's the classic Lost in Translation job.
I wouldn't say lost. I say redefined because
exactly. Yeah.
It's got its own kind of logic, and you know, I think they were trying for you. It was just, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I loved what they did. I mean, it just sounded.
They seem very earnest.
It's a way that I couldn't have imagined anyone singing it. You know, no one really sings in that way. You know, everything's is so slick these days that. But when you have these kind of gang vocals and it's imperfect and it's just like, just takes your head off and they're all just going for it. And I was like over the moon when I first heard it. I played it back on my phone, their little demo they made for me, you know, just like singing in the room. And it's like, yeah, that's the one. Because it has this sort of Saturday morning, demented kind of cartoon kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, in like, just, yeah, gang vocals. I've always loved that.
Sakatumi, Jimmy, you thinking 60s? No. When you say girl groups, you think 60s.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's 60s, 70s girl groups. Yeah. I'm in the tradition of the Marvelettes and, you know, all of them lot, the Chimes. And that's my thing, really. That's what I'm obsessed with is 60s girl groups. You know, that's.
Do you collect 45s from that era?
I don't collect them, man. I collect compilations.
But you know what? There's a buttload of them up on YouTube.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you don't have to. You can make an MP3 collection.
I know. That's the thing. I mean, I spend When I'm about to start a record, or when I'm starting a record, I literally listen to records all day, every day, and I just hang out in a genre for weeks. You know, so I could just listen to Bollywood records for 3 weeks.
Man, I'm afraid of doing that because I think I'd be stealing everybody else's music. Look, Ian, we're at the end of the fucking second hour, February 4, 2023, edition Wap Pedro Show. Special guest Ian Parton. Hold tight for hour three. February 4, 2023, it's the third hour of the Watch from Pedro Show.
Closing.
Watch for Pedro show started off the third hour with Stay and Ask Me a Different Way from the Go Team, then Rainbow Nothing with Rainbow Nothing. It's deja vu all over again, people. The Go Team, finally, the Me Frequency. And, yeah, I got this premonition we're going to speak about collecting things besides melody. Enlighten us, Brother Ian.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a kind of a hoarder, so I not only hoard melodies and little ideas and samples and stuff, I also hoard phrases, and the Me Frequency was one of thousands in my little notebooks full of daft little phrases. So that's, when it comes to naming songs, I normally just dig out my notebook and pluck a phrase out that sounds kind of cool. I used a what phrase, didn't I, on a couple of albums back. The only thing new is you finding out about it. That's a whatism, isn't it?
Well, kind of. I got it from a band called Black Humor up in the city. This band, this is like maybe 1980. And for the first, I guess it ended up being the only album, they went to thrift stores and got all these soul records and then just painted their name, the name of the band. But they were called Black Humor. And see, yeah, so they paint Black Humor over Aretha Franklin's face and then stuff their record in there. And they have this song that this lady screaming at the top of her lungs. She's like, hippies! And black leather jackets, hippie! Zippity doo, the only thing new is you finding out about it, hippies in black leather. You know, there was a real, I gotta tell you, it's hard if you weren't there, but the 70s punk in the U.S. had a real hard problem with the 80s punk, with the young kids, the hardcore guys. They didn't want them aboard, they thought they ruined it. And so you had this, I don't know what you call it, backlight, like, you know, don't get off my yard kind of thing. Although I didn't know they were yelling.
I mean, surely there wasn't.
Yeah, but they were yelling anarchy. I thought there was no rules.
I mean, it's not as if they were, like, putting, you know, gated reverb on the snare drums and stuff. It was pretty, you know, the 80s and the 70s is pretty rough.
Well, I will say the 70s, no, we're talking about 70s punk, not arena rock. We're talking about 70s punk. They didn't like the 80s punk. They didn't like the hardcore, the young. I don't know if there was such an age division over there in England, but here there was a big difference. 70s punk was people from glitter and glam, and like we were young people in our early 20s. Okay, but 80s, when hardcore comes, Black Flag, you know, brings us to all the towns with all their big touring. So you got these little bands, you know, doing hardcore, fast guitar music.
Right.
And it was a huge divide, Ian, between 70s and 80s punk. And so you had a backlash. I mean, drugs killed a lot of the 70s punk, too. But a lot of them, they just didn't dig these young kids from the suburbs. They wanted it all to be their thing.
Right.
Even though they were burning out, you know. And like I said, the slogan was anarchy anyway. Where's this rule shit from? You can't blame kids in a way. I mean, you know, learning about orthodox and heterodox and all that shit. Anyway, I just like the idea of anybody getting to start a band, but it's funny, that dynamic. But I use that a lot, so you probably did think that I invented it, so I'm guilty, sorry. I'm afraid. I'm a shit hoarder, too, with phrases. What about this tune? I want to play this tune here called The Train Song.
Oh, yeah.
Is this for your son? Because it seemed like a toy, you know, The Train Song. I love trains. I mean, you know,
It's another one of those ones where it's two songs kind of stuck together.
Okay.
It has actually got my kids weeping on the end of it.
Yeah, well, that's another reason why I kind of guessed. I didn't know for sure. But Train is also, it's a sound, a lot of homonyms for it. It's just, I used to cover a song by the two guys from the Dills called Big Train. And he goes, We're drinking white wine, we're eating chocolate fudge. Come along and ride my big train.
Oh, minds of a different kind. I never met a magnet that changed his mind. Read between the times and decide the crime. I'm a real rich bitch, $3.69. And I think I'm having premonitions. Dress level hot, can't see a simple vision. Burn is on, they know I run hot. Fire me, put the breeze to a sunspot. A-S-A fucking P. You better see the who's the youth that's in me. It's better not to know than to know it ain't so. No go, not the G-O, a whammy in the O. Oh, see the power make you sick of prison. Dress level hot, can't see a simple vision. Burn is on, they know I run hot. Fire me, put the breeze to a sunspot. It's a different grind, it's a different kind. I never met a man if that changes mine. Read between the times and decide the crime. I'm a real rich bitch, $3.69. It's better not to know, but to know it ain't so. No go, not the G-O, a whammy in the O. Ain't so, no go, not the G-O, a whammy in the O. Why you let the water run it? We was reading poetry to lions and becoming. What's a good word? I'ma say it back. Neighborhood of jungle, travel in the pack.
Show last music for this edition. We started that chunk off with the train song from the Go Team. That's you. How's your older boy now? Like 9?
So I've got a 14 and an 8-year-old.
14! 14! Wow! Okay, teenager. Boy, yeah. Teenagers! Remember adverts?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a bass player, gay advert. I got to meet her. She's would wear all these Iggy buds. Runar Magnusson after that with Gull. Hail. Like the Korean name for it. And then the Go Team finally with Whammy-O. Now, you know what a whammy bar was, right?
Of course.
It's on the guitar, right?
Yeah.
The thing to make a vibrato sound. But I think we had some toys like that in the 60s and shit. That's what I was thinking of. A whammy-O, some kind of like econo thing, like a slinky or something to keep kids.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be. That's another sort of 60s-ism, isn't it?
Well, it was also a company that made toys. It was called Whammo.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where I got it from, but you can't go wrong with putting O on the end of words. Neato or Daddy-O.
Daddy-O, right. Yeah. That was kind of a surfer thing, right? If you watch those Annette Funicello movies, you'll see
them. Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O as well. That was an advert.
Spaghetti-O.
Spaghetti-O.
Chef Boyardee. Yeah, it's really terrible ketchup-tasting fucking bullshit out of a can. Don't tell anybody. You got a tour coming.
Yeah, it's been 5 years since we've been on stage.
I know.
Amazingly, you know, two of the girls in the group have got babies. We believe it or not, we're taking 4 fucking kids on the road with us in a special baby mobile. You know, so they're going to be traveling separately, and we're traveling, you know, in the rock van. But yeah, so everything's changed in the last 5 years. You know. I lost my hearing on one side of my right ear's kind of lost its hearing since we last played as well, so that's going to be a weird one. And, you know, we've got the babies and... So
things just out of nothing, just out of nowhere, that happened to Brother Sam. Didn't he lose hearing in the ear before?
Yeah, that's two people in the band just lost hearing overnight.
So and I think his came because of an infection or something.
He'll never know. Yeah, the ears are so mysterious that it's quite rare to actually find out why it happens. But I don't particularly know what happened with me. But, yeah, I mean, it's quite traumatizing, but, you know, I as long as I can just hear the melody still, I'm happy enough, you know. I know Sam took it, the other guitarist in the Go team.
Yeah.
You know, he was similarly traumatized when it happened to him, and he was kind of mourning the loss of stereo. You know, he was kind of craving to hear that surround sound thing, but...
Yeah, well, so, I can't do cartwheels or skydive either, so live with it, Brother Sam. At least you got your hands and you can play drums and guitar. That's beautiful.
That's it. It's all about focusing on what you can do.
Look, think about life. It's a journey where you break down a piece at a time.
Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, Heidegger's a fucking Nazi, but he was right about, you know, maybe we should spend more time in graveyards because it's an illusion that we keep it together. We try, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. When I saw you at the Terragram Ballroom downtown LA, is there any different members this time around?
Yes, we have a new drummer and we have a new guitarist, singer, lady as well. And we're taking a trumpet player with us on the road as well. So
you've always wanted horns because you always had to have them on the machine, right?
So the box.
Yeah, the box.
We've had trumpets for a while now. Actually, we couldn't afford to take them to America, but yeah, I mean it had to happen. You know, I mean the Go team is so synonymous with trumpets and blaring horns that we had to do it. You know, and it's really cool. You know, there's nothing like it. I always think, you know, people kind of trumpets are kind of quite a violent sound for me. You know, they're kind of quite. If you stand next to like a brass section, it's really kind of visceral, isn't
it? Unless it's Miles Davis with that fucking mute in there.
Yeah. So for me, I wanted to kind of capture that side of trumpets, not the kind of the smooth.
No, you want the reveille, like a bugle at fucking military, right?
Exactly, yeah. Sort of reclaiming
because
it.
Because that's what they did. They used it for communication on battlefield.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And the fort here, Fort MacArthur here, they still do fucking, you know, reveille and taps and shit.
That's right. I mean, people think it's either sporting, you know, it's either sport or military, so patriotic.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But for me, I wanted to reclaim it somehow. And
hard charger, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should. Whether it's, I think in the Bible it says swords into plowshares, so get used to it, people. That's the future. Get rid of this fucking military shit. It's beautiful to have you aboard again. Can't wait to your next music. Safe seas on this tour. I can't wait to see you play. Are you coming to the U.S.?
I'd love to, but the babies are complicating things.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood. So I guess I have to come over there. Okay. Will do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks again. Can't wait to have you back on. Truly, Brother Regan. People, it's been the February 4th, 2023 edition. Watch Pedro should keep your powder dry.